The Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. John chapter 1, verse 14. There's a program occasionally you will see on Channel 4, and it's called Embarrassing Bodies. I don't know if you have come across this program or not. I must confess that I have not seen it. I'm a bit too squeamish to watch it. Hats off to doctors and nurses who deal with our embarrassing bodies and the things that we go to them with. In preparation for this sermon, I Googled some of the clips of embarrassing bodies and regretted it. I was glad I wasn't eating at the time. Yes, there are things about our bodies which we find embarrassing, things about our minds that we find embarrassing also. At this time of year, we celebrate in this season God taking human form, His divinity clothed in humanity. You could, in a sense, say that Jesus, the Son of God, took on an embarrassing body. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 7, it says that Jesus willingly made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He stepped down, 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 taking physical human form and living for a while on this earth. Whenever you look across the whole Bible to try and find a description of the appearance of Jesus, it's hard to find. In fact, the only one I can think of is not in the New Testament, but a prophecy in the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 53. It says of the Messiah that he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. In other words, he was ordinary. He was unremarkable. There was nothing especially attractive about Jesus. In the Message translation we heard earlier, it says, John 1:14, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. The Son of God became a baby, and all that is involved in becoming a baby, vulnerable, dependent, smelly. And to top it all, he was born in a manger, an animal's feeding trough. There was a virulent heresy in the early centuries of the church called Gnosticism. It went around the church for hundreds of years, nearly as virulent as Omicron. And in that heresy, it said that there's no way that God could have taken on human form. There's no way he could have taken on evil human flesh. It only seemed as if Jesus was a human being. But it was a heresy. It was true. The Holy God did take on an embarrassing body. In Orthodox Judaism, it is recognized that our bodies are imperfect, as they are, but they are also a gift from God. And we should celebrate them, even with their embarrassing bits. So in Orthodox Judaism, there's this prayer. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who formed man with wisdom and created many openings and cavities within him. It is obvious and known before your throne of glory that if any one of them were closed or if any one of them were opened, it would be impossible to exist for even an hour. Blessed are you, Hashem, who heals all flesh and does wondrous things. When God became flesh and blood and stepped into the neighborhood, he knew exactly what he was doing. Did he have to save us? No. Did he have to take on material human flesh? No. But he did, because he loves us. God is love. As Jesus grew to manhood and began his public ministry, more and more he showed that he wanted to reach out for the embarrassed, the outcast, the lepers, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the blind, the lame, the widows, the poor, the deaf. Jesus was for them. He was not embarrassed by them. And we need to keep relearning this as his church. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood. Jesus took on a body. He lived in a body. He died in a body. He was raised again in a body. He ascended into heaven in a body. He will return again in a body. The Word became flesh. This Jesus is our Savior. He can be your Savior. No matter how embarrassed you are about what you have done, what you have said, what you have thought, even embarrassed about your body, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus stepped across the stars and into this world. He was born in a manger. He died on a cross. He is your Savior. Flesh and blood moved into the neighborhood. May we, as Christ's flesh and blood, move into the neighborhood, sharing the good news: a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. Oh, come. Let us adore him. Oh, come. Let us adore him. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for this wonderful plan. Who could have thought it up? That God, as Jesus Christ the Son, should clothe himself with human flesh, live amongst us, live a perfect life, and die a sacrificial death. Help us to invite this Christ child into our hearts today, if we have not already done so. He's not embarrassed with us. He's not ashamed of us. He loves us. And he showed us the full extent of his love by taking our human form and dying on a tree. And so this evening afresh, we recognize all the wonder of this story, a true story. May it be our story. Christ, the Savior, is born in our hearts. And to his name be the glory and the honor forever and ever. Amen.